Prior to coming to Ashted to serve as rector, I was a vicar in the Diocese of Liverpool for 7 years. And from time to time, I was invited to attend meetings with the diocese in central Liverpool. Their office was right by Liverpool Cathedral. Often after these meetings had finished in the early afternoon, I take the opportunity to wander into the city centre and to do some shopping. I'd like to share a true story of what happened in Marks and Spencer's one afternoon. Liverpudlians aren't shy if you know them. I was queuing up to buy something in Marks and Spencer, wearing my clergy shirt, as I am this morning. This drew the attention of the man behind me. Realising that I was a vicar, the Scouser was intrigued. So he proceeded to ask me question after question. Finally, asking my views about marriage and why I believed marriage before God in church was important, he told me this story. I daren't do his accent. This is what he said. The last wedding I went to was in Bootle. It was absolutely great. The vicar did his bit and was nice and friendly. The bride did her bit and looked beautiful in her dress. And the best man did his bit and got into his fight with the bridesmaid's boyfriend. Rather unkind, but that's what the man said. Everyone did their bit. In the account of the resurrection, we realise that everyone did their bit. Everyone had a part to play. Everyone had their bit to do. Having witnessed his crucifixion and burial 3 days before, Mary Magdalene, together with Mary the mother of Jesus and Joanna, furtively returned to the tomb of Jesus. It was a final act of love, rising early in the morning to avoid detection because they were worried about being found and arrested and befalling the same fate as Jesus. The three women have taken some fragrant and aromatic spices which they want to lay outside the tomb. They want to fragrance and transform the stench of death with the beautiful aroma of these spices. Why was there a stench? Because Jesus had been crucified and had been buried and was dead for 3 days, sealed in a tomb. So early that morning, carrying their spices, the women walked furtively towards the tomb, expecting to find a sealed tomb and armed guards outstanding it. And that tomb had been given by Joseph of Arimathea. He had his bit to do in the resurrection story. Arriving at the tomb, well, the reading has told us what they found. To their great surprise, they found that the heavy stone, weighing probably half a ton, had been rolled away. The guards had fled, and the tomb was empty. This was not what they expected. This was not what their rational, logical mind told them to expect. And to their sorrow of Jesus' death is added bewilderment and confusion. An open tomb and no corpse inside. Instinctively, Mary ran to enlist the help of Simon, Peter and John and told them what they had found. What do the disciples do? Well, they do their bit as well. They run to the tomb and they run inside. And there they find the chrysalis of the burial clothes laying on the floor, but no corpse. And then they did their bit some more. They run away, leaving Mary disconsolate and bewildered, frightened, crying outside the empty tomb. Mary's emotional turbulence increased when, to her great astonishment, she found two men who then spoke with love to her. These were two angels who speak to her. This was not what she was expecting to find that morning. This was not what her rational mind had told her to expect. Mary wanted to find the lifeless body of Christ sealed in a tomb so that she could say her final respects and move on in her confused life. And just as she is struggling to make sense of all that she's finding, after having spoken with the angels, John tells us that she encounters a man outside of the tomb who lovingly asks her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you seeking?" The man doesn't introduce himself, but asks Mary this question, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you seeking? Think of Mary. Think of her sense of grief and bewilderment. She is focused on looking to find a body in her earthly time around her. So she naturally thinks this man must be a gardener. So she cries out, "What have you done with his corpse? Where have you taken him?" Mary had a view of Jesus that he was dead and buried, that she was unable to change at this point. That was until Jesus tenderly spoke to her by name. Hearing her loving Lord speak to her personally by name changes everything. Recognition comes. She realizes that this is the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, that he is alive, that he is present with her and speaking lovingly with her. In her joy, as we've heard in our reading, the text tells us and suggests that she then reached out and went towards Jesus to embrace him. She is overjoyed. I'm sure you and I would have done the same thing. Her bewilderment and despair have been replaced by astonishment and joy. She has been transformed by her encounter with the risen Christ. This is what the resurrection of Jesus does to this very day. It transforms us. The resurrection brings joy where there was once despair. The resurrection of Jesus brings peace where once there was fear. The resurrection of Jesus brings restoration to relationship with God, where once there had been separation, judgment, and isolation. The resurrection of Jesus brings the light and power of God to earth and to us, to replace the darkness and emptiness of material life. All this because of the resurrection of Jesus. Through this, the separation of God from man is ended. All that separates us from God, who is holy, what we know to be sin, is forgiven by the death and resurrection of Jesus, so that we can be restored to Jesus, who welcomes us by name into his loving presence. The resurrection shows the power and the sovereignty of God. Death has been defeated. The kingdom of God is victorious. And that same power that brought Jesus back to life, that power of the Holy Spirit, is now available to all who believe in him as Lord and Saviour. So to conclude, let's return in our minds to Mary Magdalene and draw out some application and encouragement for us this Resurrection Sunday morning. Think of the journey that Mary Magdalene had gone on with Jesus over the last 3 years. Think of the events and emotions that she had participated in, witnessed and experienced in the last week, Holy Week. Think again of what Mary and her friend experienced early that first Easter Sunday morning. I think that our experiences in the last few weeks may help us to appreciate more fully what Mary Magdalene and the others were experiencing and feeling that Easter Sunday morning. They were a terrified band of followers, separated from each other, living in uncertain times, trying to make sense of what was going on. Today, in our time, we're also separate from each other. We're obliged to live physically separate from our family, our friends, and our colleagues. We're also living with anxieties and fears. Anxieties and fears about our health, the health of family and friends. We're living with anxieties and fears about our finances, about our livelihoods and our futures. And we're worried. Worried about loved ones, and we may have lost loved ones to death in the last few weeks. So much is uncertain for everyone, everywhere at this time. We're fearful, isolated and bewildered, just like Mary Magdalene and the disciples were that first Easter Sunday morning. And I believe it is here and now that we need to step out and seek Jesus as Mary did. It is here and now that we need to look for and be prepared to find Jesus in unexpected ways, times and places, as Mary did. It is here and now that we need to trust and honour Jesus as Mary did. Did you notice that the risen Christ told Mary not to hold on to him physically as she approached him, but instead to go and tell others, tell all the other disciples the wonderful news that just as he had prophesied and as the scriptures had foretold, that he had risen from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion. Why do you think he did that? Because Jesus wanted to bring peace and joy. He wanted the distraught and bewildered band of followers to be transformed by the news of his resurrection. This Easter, as we face the uncertainty and fear caused by COVID-19, and as we look to do our bit to help others, may we do our bit before God this resurrection. May we look to and go to the risen and victorious Christ, who calls us personally by name towards him, and then to respond as he invites us to, by loving him more fully and by loving our neighbours as ourselves, as we may have occasion to do. And as we do, we bring honour to God and bring his rule and reign from heaven to earth a little bit to every person in every day. May we do so and live in the power and peace of the resurrection of Jesus that transforms everything. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.